Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Doug Llewellyn.
Well, good morning, everybody. We welcome you back to Close Up Talk Radio. Nice to have you with us indeed. Today, we're going to focus on a unique aspect of the world of coaching. As you know, we do have the opportunity to talk to a lot of different kinds of coaches on these broadcasts. It's an ever-growing field of people who specialize in coaching other people and companies. And I love to point out the fact that the CEO of Google, I mention it a lot, the CEO of Google points out he has a coach, consults with his coach quite frequently, and I say if it's good enough for the CEO of Google, it's good enough for all of us. So that's why I think a lot of people are returning to coaches for help. Today we're going to be talking about a rather unique aspect of coaching, and that is coaching on a global scale. I don't know if you've ever heard anyone talk about it from that regard. But let me point out the fact there are a lot of companies these days and organizations who are expanding into worldwide foreign markets. And when they do that, the CEOs of the companies really have to discover and determine how they can effectively function on a global level to sort of understand the culture of the individuals they're going to be doing business with. They may be going to some company or some, not company, but location in, I mean, it could be France, could be Italy, could be Africa, could be anywhere in the world. And things are different in other countries and other places than they are right here. So it's important for the executive to kind of develop a global mindset to increasingly challenge his team to navigate the unforeseen risks and the obstacles. And that's why a qualified professional is really very helpful. It's important to provide leaders some direction, help them discover untapped potential, and build intercultural relationships, and therefore expertly assist their organization in meeting its objectives when they do open up in other countries. We're going to be talking today to a global executive coach. And that's quite unique. I don't think I've ever spoken to a global executive coach before. Her name is Patricia Berlow, and she is an acclaimed keynote speaker. She's the CEO of P. Berlow Consulting, LLC, which is headquartered in Orlando, Florida. And the firm is dedicated to serving executive achievers who are leading in an environment with a global flavor component. As she points out, she assists high-achieving, driven, ambitious leaders to develop self-awareness in communicating appropriately with other cultures strategically and in the most impactful, sustainable way possible. She has an amazing background. I want to take a moment to point out a little bit about where she comes from. Number one, she's originally from Paris, and her career spans more than 40 years working as, number one, a nuclear physicist. She was a university professor and a global dean in Africa, Europe, and Middle East, and in the U.S., with decades teaching students and leading international administrative teams all around the world. She has gained really an in-depth knowledge of cultures from Africa to China, Russia, as well as the Arab world, and, of course, in the U.S. And after formally retiring from higher education, she transitioned into coaching, bringing her extensive background and knowledge to continue serving out-of-the-box thinkers with a much deeper purpose. Today, her firm offers much-needed tools for leaders and aspiring leaders in the face of an ever-changing technologically advanced world where, you know, we can reach people on another continent in the blink of an eye through texts, Zoom, and social media. And through her dedicated work, her clients develop increased resilience to meet predicaments head-on while heightening their unique strengths and talents. So that's a little bit of the story of Patricia Berlow, and it is really a delight to have her with us this morning. She was with us a week ago here on Close Up Talk Radio, and we are really kind of continuing the conversation she had with Jim Masters a week ago. So, Patricia, welcome back. Nice to have you with us. How are you today? How's Norland?
Thank you. Thank you very much, Doug, for this warm welcome. And it's almost as warm as the weather here. So wonderful.
Oh,
Thank you so much. So glad to be back.
You're welcome. You're welcome. I told you one thing I think it's important we, and I know a lot of people may have heard your broadcast last week, and maybe I've already explained it, but let me ask you. Describe your definition of a global executive coach. What's the difference between an executive coach and a global executive coach? How would you answer that?
Yes, I would say for me, and you know, this is a definition that I gave to myself given my international profile background. But for me, really, global executive coaching is the intersection between something which is generally named as global consulting, meaning that you need to understand really the client, institutional, and the international context and within its macroeconomic environment, for instance. And also this intersection precisely with leadership coaching focus, because my mission in my leadership coaching focus is really to serve out-of-the-box thinkers and leaders to achieve their global goals in making our world extraordinary. So that is intersection between those two components of my coaching and consulting.
You know, I can't help but want to ask, how does your background as a nuclear physicist help you in the field of coaching?
Oh, I think, you know, this particular question is kind of amusing. I started as a very rational scientist and hyper-rational at times. I kept a little bit of this hyper-rationality in the back of my mind at times. But in fact, I realized that even if you know so intimately the secrets of matter, you know, through the nucleon, through the particles, through the quarks, in fact, it doesn't tell you so much regarding what compose all the human behaviors, the human feeling, the human, initiatives, ideas, thrive, what make a human being thrive in his behavior. And I think that it was interesting for me to see that, okay, I have acquired a certain type of knowledge in this particular science background, but there's so much more to find out. And that's why I decided to change life after that.
Interesting. Really interesting. And you became a professor and described as a global dean in many countries abroad, Africa, Europe, the Middle East, and you came here to the United States. There's so many questions I could ask you, but of all the countries that you've lived and worked in, and including the United States now, which do you find has been the most fascinating, the most interesting to you?
I would say it's not a matter of choosing one country over another. I think that each country has this fascinating aspect, and I think I want to focus on that only, really, because every time I was living and working in a given country, I tried to learn as much about the culture, the tradition, the values, sometimes the different type of perspectives which are brought by different religion on these values. And so I think that I gather so much learning, you know, from each of these cultures. I would say, of course, I know Europe because I was born in France. And we have a specific values brought to understanding history, the culture, the philosophy, the rhetoric. All of this is so important in our French mind. In Russia, I learned that, you know, you have to be so pragmatic sometimes in face of difficult ways of life, because at that time it was under the communist regime, and it was not very easy for people to navigate this. In Africa, I learned that, you know, family ties, family values are more important than any other values that are related to your financial well-being, for instance. And this is some kind of value that we have totally ignored in our Western cultures right now. Of course, we are bringing some values about our family, but the way that the African cultures are really focusing are so deeper that it was so interesting to figure that out. In the Middle East, of course, all the perspective that the Islamic religion bring to the examination of those values is very interesting as well. And so establishing a dialogue that understand the values of others, even with these different religion framework, is really a must if you want to really collaborate and work better with this part of the world. In China, I think it was fantastic. You know, there is a long way.
Going around the world with you, you know.
Yeah.
I want to point out, I don't want to interrupt you, but I want to point out something. There are obviously very few people in this field of coaching that bring a background like you do to it. Do you think you are? I think you're rare. Have you encountered many other people that would really deserve the title of a global executive coach? Or are you one of the very few?
I think there are not so many. I would say only probably the very experienced coach who have already a long career in coaching, and that this long career has led them to, as a consequence of their fame or their celebrity or their reputation, has led them to interact with people from different countries. Probably at this point, you know, they are absolutely global executive coaches at that point. But I would say as a category by itself, I don't think I've seen that many.
Yeah, I'm not surprised to hear that at all. Let's talk a little bit about your coaching and how you help people. I'm intrigued to know who are the kinds of clients that primarily come to you for your help. How would you describe them? I have a mental picture of who they would be, and I may have already described them in my introduction to you. But give me a picture of who you work with primarily, of executive.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, I'm very attached, and this is really my message, because I have, of course, you know, my ideal client in mind, but there are many clients who are approaching me with a similar kind of needs or demands. I always ask them three questions. And the first question is really, first of all, are you approaching me because you want me to coach you within your organization, in relation to your organization? And if so, is your organization global, meaning that do they have a lot of global branches, for instance, or do they have a team or a set of employees who are from different heritage, cultural heritage, and that you need some help to work with? Or maybe do you have, employees throughout the world, and how do you manage that? So it is why you are approaching me. So this is something which is important, you within your organization. The second question is really, do you want to approach me because of your team itself? Do you want your team to function much better within this global world? And that is also something that require maybe having different views on strategic planning or maybe on negotiations or maybe on different levels of communications. And the last question that I'm asking them, is it about you personally? Because you feel that you are not equipped enough or not sufficiently yet to be able to understand and to support all these cultural values so diverse that you think you're not prepared for. So that are the three questions. And generally, the clients, I'm really so excited to be able to coach, are really the ones who are thinking, as I say, totally out of the box. They are game changers. They want something. They have a purpose. And they want to communicate this purpose to their team or to the people around them. And sometimes they are a little bit unclear about how to communicate properly and to inspire their message of purpose.
You know, that's pretty fascinating. So what are they looking for from you? Let's say an executive is – opening a branch of his company in France, let's say in Paris. You know France very well. When he engages you to help him, is he look? What does he want to hear from you? A lecture on what it's like to run a business in Paris and how it's different from the U.S. and how the French people differ from America? What do you think he wants, typically, or she, if it's a woman?
No, I won't lecture at all. I won't lecture at all. But I think that there are some elements that need to be taken into account when you are, let's say, going to France, for instance. There are many differences the culture, the work culture between, let's say, the U.S. and France, for instance. The cultural norms are really very different because it shapes specific attitude and behaviors. You know, culture is really like the social order of an organization, you know, any organization. So, for instance, in the U.S., I would say that between the U.S. and France, there are some commonalities. I would say in the workplace, such values as probably caring, results, learning, safety are very common, and they all rank quite high. But there are also many differences. For instance, in France, authority and order would be valued very high, but not so much in North America. It would be more about purpose. And also, which is also very interesting, is that if you take a value like enjoyment, at work, you know, in the workplace, it's very valued very, very low in both the U.S. and in France. So I would say to be able to work more effectively together, let's say for this leader who wants to establish a branch, you know, in France, let's say that, he should understand that he could communicate better in understanding those differences. It could build on the common values. That's great. But definitely working on sharing purpose and enjoyment in the common collaboration, it should be a must.
Well, that's amazing. Yeah, I want to point, well, first let me point out to our audience, we're talking to Patricia Berlow. Her firm is Berlow Consulting. You have a really amazing website. I want to give the website out in case anybody would like more information and know how to get in direct contact with you, Patricia. The website is pberlow-consulting.com, and I want to spell Berlow for you.
Thank you.
Because that it's unique. It's
French. I know.
B-U-R-L-A-U-D hyphen consulting.com. I'll spell it again. P-B-U-R-L-A-U-D hyphen consulting.com. Explain how your services work when someone engages. I'm also intrigued by the fact that, you know, we've been involved in this COVID pandemic for a year now. I would assume historically you would have met with a lot of executives that you worked with and coached in person. Am I right about that before the pandemic?
Yes, before the pandemic for sure, but I would say shortly before the pandemic because I think it was the path of history in a sense. I was predicting, not the COVID, of course, but I was predicting that, you know, communication would be so much, especially global communication, is so much about really communicating online. And so I pivoted, you know, to online rather early before even the COVID struck. So no problem at all about that. And I think that in a sense I've been personally quite luckily spared by the disease or, you know, the aftermath of that. But I still miss, of course, in-person interaction like anyone, you know. But more on a personal level, like the joy of a friendly gathering or, you know, sharing of entertaining moments, for instance, or travels. But for my clients, I would say it has been kind of a difficult moment because they have been obliged to move very quickly in a very agile manner in their own running of their business. And some of them have really been changing the game for their company quite fast, and that was wonderful. But some others had a lot of difficulty, and some have still some difficulty to make that move. They just asked me to help them becoming more agile in their business, and they also trying to get a more innovative thinking, something that they would never imagine before.
That's it's also interesting. I assume you find it very effective. You can work today by Zoom or by telephone, and it's as effective for you as being in person. Do you find that?
Oh, yes. I know that there is a lot of discussion about the Zoom fatigue and the whole thing. But in fact, for an experienced coach, there is an advantage with that. And there are several advantages. The first one is that the client can really choose exactly where he wants to be. And it's a safe place. It's a quiet place. It's something which is very private. Because sometimes it's more difficult when you are in person to establish this kind of a private space. It can, of course, it can happen, but it's more formal. While in that case, in a Zoom meeting, for instance, you can choose really your space and you show a more authentic yourself in a sense. I would say also it's very interesting for me because I also work on visual cues. Your body, your language, the way you're speaking in a Zoom, it's kind of interesting, can be very revealing as well. And so, in a sense, I find very comfortable with that online communication.
That's very. I'm also, we're sitting here thinking you're dealing with Americans who are involved in going abroad. I would imagine you have people in, clients in foreign countries who are coming this way, who are seeking your advice too. Is that
absolutely.
Right?
Absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. I don't have any limit. I would say a geographical limit for that. Yes. Absolutely.
Well, I asked you a moment ago how your services work. Describe for me basically how you function with your clients. What's it like when someone contacts you?
Oh, well, when someone contacts me, on a very in a nutshell, I would say the first thing is I would like to ask them who referred them to me because I'm working mostly on referrals, unless it's a very exceptional and I find a very specific interest. But when this person tells me who referred her to me, then I have a short conversation. Generally, it can be 20 minutes, half an hour, not more, just to figure if I would be the right fit for her and she also would be the right fit for me. Because I think that there is it will be a very privileged kind of relationship we will have for sometimes 6 months or a year. And I want this person, this client to really feel that she's heard. And when I say she's heard, it's a matter of rhetoric because I don't have a gender bias, toward one or the other gender. But I would say this very privileged relationship, coaching, coachee, is so precious that you want absolutely from the get-go to understand if you have a mutual fit. So that is the most important one. Then after that, generally, it depends. It's I would say the response of to the three questions I asked previously. Is it for you in your organization that you're looking for coaching? Is it for your team or is it for yourself personally as a leader who generally is already a good leader, but they want to be great leaders. So what is exactly that you're looking for? And so we identify those needs in a more lengthy manner. Generally, I have this initial, maybe it could be up to 2 hours session to really explore what are the actual needs. Then after that, if we are okay on the outcomes that want to be attained, then, you know, the coaching starts. And as I say, it can be for 6 months or 1 year.
You know, it's interesting. You talked about the person you're coaching, you referred to her as her. I'm prompted to ask you, do you find yourself working with more women than men these days? How do you feel about that?
I would say there is probably a little bit more women than men. It's not exclusively women, but I would say it's a majority of them. Yes, absolutely. Yeah.
And I would imagine there's a certain advantage of having, if you are a woman, to having a woman coach help you, because you mm-hmm. certainly have a perspective, you know, that most men coaches wouldn't have. At mm-hmm. least I would think that off the top. I guess the other thing that's really interesting is what's the difference? You mentioned if they want you to coach the executive or his team. Suppose it's a team they brought you mm-hmm. in to help. How do you work mm-hmm. with a team?
Yes. Well, with the team, it's interesting because sometimes there are different aspects in coaching a team. I would say you can do something like let's say let me just making sure I can express that clearly for you. You have a team, and when you're looking for a coach for that team, it means that there is some sort of a issue or some sort of a conflict or some sort of a lack of clarity that is happening in you managing this team. And so what I do in that case is I really help the team decide and align around what's really is important for the business, the organization, and we develop together the common agreement on how they want to work together. So that is one part of that. And of course, you know, during that process, I can shed some light on some sticky spots, if I may say. And you know, even with the best teams, you have those sticky spots. And so it's kind of looking for the mines, you know, everywhere.
I hear you.
And just making sure we can bust them, but in a safe environment so we don't get back to them again in the future. And of course, by doing so, you build progressively trust and you build support within the team itself. And interestingly enough, there are some elements of personal coaching which may be infused within the team coaching. And for that,
I understand.
For instance,
yes.
An interesting
Patricia, I hate to interrupt you. We're running out of time here. this has been absolutely fascinating. I'll talk to you for another hour. I assume you love what you're doing, though. This is a different aspect of your life. You love doing this, coaching?
I don't love it. You know, it's my passion.
Your passion. That's so fascinating. Listen, I so thank you for talking with us. I wish we had more time, but our guest has been Patricia Berlow. Her firm is Berlow Consulting. She's in Orlando, Florida. And again, that website is pberlow, spelled B-U-R-L-A-U-D, -consulting.com. Patricia, thank you. This has been very illuminating, and I'm so glad to say I have talked to a global executive coach. That's a new one for me. So thank you so much. Okay?
Thank you so very much, Doug, for your kind questions and for the opportunity that you gave me to speak a little bit more about what I'm doing. Thanks a lot.
You're welcome. Thank you.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.
Yes, indeed we do. I'm Doug Llewellyn. I'll see you next time, everybody. Till then, take care. Thanks.